Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest as we make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
This week's intro comes from Drew over at the Tales to Terrify podcast. If you haven't already listened to Tales to Terrify, I highly recommend you go check them out. You can go check them out on all your podcatchers as well as talestoterrify.com. Tales to Terrify is a horror story podcast where they do various stories, like short stories, longer form stories, and also sometimes just stories from real life. I have had the privilege to do several narrations for their podcast, and this week is no different. I'm on episode 630 that just came out this past Friday, or if you're listening to this episode in the future, you can find it as episode 630. The story is actually really, really fascinating, as it's a story of severe OCD, but with like a horror take to it. I had a lot of fun recording it, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback on the story so far, so I highly recommend going and checking them out, but not just for that. Also, Tales to Terrify has always been insanely kind to Botched and to myself. They always give us a shout out after each one of my reads. Anytime I ask for a narration, they, you know, help me out as best they can, so that way we can, you know, get the word out there about something going on with Botched or myself, and this time is no exception as well. I have an upcoming Kickstarter for my comic book coming out March 1st, and they were kind enough to basically let me write a long blurb about the Kickstarter. They didn't have to do that, but they did it, and I really, really appreciate it. Drew, Meredith, Seth, everybody over there on that show, they're all fantastic. I'm telling you right now, if you haven't listened to that show, go and check them out on all your podcatchers. And not only that, you can go and support them over on Patreon as well, patreon.com/talestoterrify. And either way, you should be going to iTunes or Spotify and leaving them a 5-star review if you haven't already. Show them some love and tell them Botched sent you. All right, on to the show.
Previously on
I released the album and escaped from death. My name's Rudy. I'm sure I'll be back.
Welcome back, Junior Researchers, to the 26th episode of our 8th season. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start, I would say simultaneously with the last episode, in a totally different area of the world, with a different MTF group. Because in a previous episode, the SCP Foundation has worked with the Serpent's Hand, and the Serpent's Hand has been kind enough to give some information in a gesture of, like, goodwill and helpfulness. And the Serpent's Hand has given the SCP Foundation a target, so to speak. Not of an SCP per se, but of, like, a group that the SCP has heard of before and has had some dealings with. This would be the Church of the Broken God.
Oh.
This is the other half of the coin of the Sarcasus, because the Sarcasus believe in the flesh, and the Church of the Broken God believes in mechanization and making, you know, people better through robotics and things like that. And they have a number of SCPs in their different strongholds, things like that. So while the Serpent's Hand didn't give you any details on a specific one, because they would never tell you, go take an SCP, their instructions were more like, get their attention, but, like, don't make them aware that you're taking one of their things, and then you can use that as a bargaining chip. Be like, hey, we found this, and we know you guys are the Broken God, so I'm sure you would love this. So, like, something like that. Some sort of way to broker some kind of short peace between the Church of the Broken God, because the enemy of my enemy is my friend, especially when your enemy is trying to turn everyone into puddles of fleshy goo, so... The Church of the Broken God.
Yeah, I love going to communicate with the Strog.
Yeah.
That's a Quake reference, if you ever play Quake 2.
I haven't.
Or Quake 4.
What about Unreal three? Tournament? That's it.
Three is Arena. It's a multiplayer only. They're strong in it, but there's no narrative.
I think that's the only one I played.
I'm not allowed to play video games.
Which is the one where there's Lawler Skaters? Is that two?
Lawler Skaters.
Lawler Skaters, because the character emotes, they're on like these like light blades where they're rollerblading, and you're on Lawler Skates. You're a Lawler Skater.
I think that's
Quake 2. I'm pretty sure that's Quake 2.
That's Tron.
That's Tron. The movie video game, Tron. Not like Tron, the video game. Yeah, it's different. So you guys are an MTF. Specifically tasked with going, so this is going to be taking place in Arizona, and you are actually going to have to traverse through a desert. Mm-hmm. You guys, through intel, know that the Church of Broken God is obviously very well attuned to things of a mechanical and technological nature. So they can't fly you in, you can't drive in or anything like that. So you're going to be going old school on horses. And you're also not going to have anything tech, like you're not going to have anything technologically super advanced. Like guns are about, I mean, there's no computers in the guns, so it should be fine. But you're trying to get in, get out, and make sure that nobody realizes it's the SCP Foundation that does it. But essentially, you're going to be going to a base and acquiring an asset. You're not quite sure what it is, but you do know that the Church of the Broken God operates in the vicinity. So you're going to go find it. You're going to go get it quietly and bring it back without them finding out. So, yeah. So you guys are going to be riding through the Thule Desert. That's where this is going to be taking place. So, yeah. So who are my MTF? And then let's go through what gear you're taking with that is low-ish tech.
Oh, hey, yeah, voice and head. This is Buckshot Coozer. And while Crystal Bitch is in the hospital or whatever, Topher and I are... trying out some new outfits.
Okay.
Yeah, it's me, Topher. What am I bringing?
Well, we'll get to that.
It's true. There's one more guy here.
Who's the guy that we're with? What's your girlfriend's name?
Tribeca.
Tribeca, yeah. She sucks, dude.
Well, she's great and all.
Nah.
She kind of got burned a little bit, not only by... the SCP Foundation, but, you know, we're taking a short break, that's all.
I heard she tried to fuck Buckshot in Iraq.
Well, you know, these are just rumors, but, like, bros...
He's right there. You can ask him.
Well,
are you Nixon?
I don't have to. Like, I know that you don't really...
Look, I am a sexual being, all right?
Sexual Tyrannosaurus.
I didn't want to say it like that.
Well, I don't. I know he wouldn't do that. I know
yep,
he.
I wouldn't.
He's a sexual plesiosaur, is what he is.
Triceratops.
They like to get wet.
No, I don't. I know it wouldn't happen.
And please, ladies.
It's almost like a double time.
I know, but like what? Like 4 minutes? Come on.
Yeah.
Asking too much.
It's a long time.
It's true.
I mean, you count to 4 minutes. That's.
I lose count after two every time.
I don't have to lose count. I'm already asleep by that point.
That's fair.
Yep.
Not even in cuddles.
You're a real man.
Why? I'm Topher.
You got them balls so full, they just got to explode, and then you're out because they're so full.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I try to, like, shoot out before we fuck. So, like, they, like, go in with an empty chamber, but it's just...
So, it's weird.
Don't do that.
Topher's body uses tryptophan to launch his sperm, so once he shoots his wad, it makes him sleepy, like he just ate a bunch of turkey as
it
reloads
the turkey
chamber.
Trot.
Right.
I'm sleepy before I even have sex.
Codename Turkey
Trot. He's too
hot
to trot.
That's right.
All right, so, hey,
the turkey
who
thought.
Else with us here?
A voice in the head to answer your question. The secret to doing a good Harrison Ford is a bad Nixon.
I was like, this sounds an awful lot like Nixon, but okay.
I didn't kill my wife. On that note, my name is South Dakota Anderson.
Okay.
This is our second Harrison Ford character that has been on our show.
Okay.
Remember I did I didn't kill my wife.
I mean, yeah, we always say I didn't kill my wife when someone does Harrison Ford, but I don't remember your character.
Yeah, this is our second Harrison
Ford. I did kill my wife and I fled to work for the SCP Foundation.
I definitely did.
Now, I was formerly the sole member of Psy 33. Excuse me. Psy 33 Bone Diggers. But the SCP Foundation saw in its infinite wisdom the need to reassign these two yahoos to me while we complete this mission in the desert.
So it's actually not just the three of you. You actually have another three members in your squad.
What the fuck? Am I middle management now? Yes. Jesus Christ.
You're the squad lead. But they were worried because, you know, the Church of the Brunt God is very technologically advanced. So if it does come down to a firefight, and none of you have any sort of garb on that would indicate that you're from the SCP. So, like, if you get caught, SCP doesn't know who you are, you know, like, they can't find out because you'll fuck up the whole mission. So, just so you know.
I've got crystals with me, though.
Sure. Those are low-tech.
Dakota?
She's in the ICU. You don't have to do that shit anymore.
Well, I always thought it was bullshit until it really helped with my anxiety.
Dakota, that's just like a thing that you
latched onto. Was it the crystals, or did you just start drinking water?
It was crystal meth.
I mean, just because the crystals and the water consumption happened at the same time doesn't mean that there's any correlation that I was just dehydrated.
His crystals are just ice cubes in his water.
Well, that's the great thing about whiskey crystals. You just put them in the freezer and put them into your drinks, and you don't dilute the water that you're drinking.
Whiskey crystals. Anyway, Buckshot, what do you need, son?
I mean, I know we're in the Thule Desert in Arizona, but what's the name of that church we're after?
Church of the
Broken God.
Church
of the Broken God. They're a horrible, disgusting organization that seeks to elevate humanity by mechanizing it. And all life, in
you mean
in
like
fact.
The Borg or what?
It's like the Borg, kind of.
It's like the Borg. They're not high. The Strog, if you ever played Quake 2, which is a good game.
What about they're like the Institution?
Nobody knows what that is.
I don't know what that
this
is.
This is a deep cut.
From Fallout 4.
Yeah, but,
you mean the Institute?
Yeah, the Institution.
They just use AI, so that's a little different.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't play it. I just
I was
read
like,
it.
Weren't they synthetics?
They made synthetics. They didn't elevate the whole of humanity.
Yeah. I didn't get that far.
It was not a very compelling story.
So
no wonder I didn't know what you were talking about.
They were like, Dakota. You lost your kid, and I was like, no, game over for me. I don't care anymore.
Dakota, spoilers, are they like, Chatty are they Man like, Prime. Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
Fuck, the first playthrough, I went with the Institution. Shit, I'm an asshole. Like the Borg, where they're collective, or are they more like
a
bunch of cutuses?
They're not really collective. Most of the time, they operate like a church congregation, where there is like a pastor who sort of like gives sermons and shit like that.
Okay,
the Brotherhood of Adam. I got you.
Yeah. Okay.
They're just transhumanists.
Yeah.
With cyborg parts.
Yeah. That's a politically loaded word these days, but it's not about that.
And there are different factions of the Church of the Broken God, but for all intents and purposes right now. Lumping them together right this second.
All
right. For this particular mission.
All right. Well, hey, hoo-ah, let's roll out.
You guys all have horses.
On our horses.
What's your horse's name, Topher? Are you taking?
Hold on. Well, I asked Topher what his horse's name
was. Okay, fine. And you also have to tell me the name of your other three squad mates. Or I'm just going to name them random things like Jugs, Hooker, and I don't know.
Their names.
Optimus Prime.
Their names are Getty.
Getty.
Ozzy.
And Squall.
Who's the lead singer? Yes.
I don't know.
Me neither. I don't know. Fucking Mick.
REO Speedwagon.
And John REO Speedwagon.
And what did you guys say your names were again?
Buckshot, Coozer.
That's right. Buckshot, Topher, and...
Fuck you, Topher.
South Dakota Anderson.
South Dakota. Okay. What equipment are you taking with you on your horsies? And yes, you can describe your horsey if you so desire.
My horsey's name is Toby.
Okay.
And Buckshot's got himself an AR.
Okay.
A flashlight.
Okay.
Oh, is that too technologically advanced?
Pushing it.
Okay, I have a box of matches.
Okay. Lighter.
A knife remote. And a light lighter.
There you go.
Pack of cigarettes.
Okay.
30 rack of Keystone.
Okay, it's going to be hot by the time you get to drink it.
It's for my horse.
Okay, it's for the horse. All right.
A hip flask.
Okay.
And a secret item.
No. No
to
secret
be revealed
items.
Later. To it's be a revealed secret item that'll help us later.
No, no, yeah. No. No secret items to be revealed later.
Buckshot's clubhouse.
A bunch of water. A whole fuck ton of water.
Okay. Lots and of I'm, camelbacks
of course
and water.
In desert gear.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
Toe
fire.
A lot of bullets.
Sure. No silencers or anything? Or any way to do anything quiet?
I had a knife.
Okay. I got a slingshot.
Okay.
Some rope.
Sure.
A pickaxe.
All right.
A pack of American Spirit yellows.
Okay.
A lighter. I also have a flask full of...
Something undisclosed?
No. No, no, no. It's tea that I made out of some...
mushrooms.
Leaf.
Dennis, or some... A tea I made,
made
out
of Dennis.
Some desert cacti.
Nice.
Made from my crotch fungus.
He can make more later.
And,
How many crystals you got on you?
Six different crystals.
Six different
crystals. Rose quartz?
Okay. No, come on.
Did you bring any jasper?
That. Jasper, no.
I love jasper.
That's my uncle's name.
What about jasperilla? You drinking some jasperilla?
Obsidian.
No.
You crush it up real fine and put it in your soda. It makes jasperilla. It's delicious.
And I have a secret item that I'm going to name later.
No. You tell me what it is.
We all do.
No.
Parachute.
It's not counting. Yeah, that's your secret item. You have a parachute.
It's a scarf.
Okay, you have a scarf.
It's a secret scarf.
It's a secret scarf.
It's got properties that I'll
wrapped inside of it
later.
Yeah, colorful.
It's wrapped around
it's colorful.
Something.
It's wrapped around
Oh, my horse?
Neck.
My yeah, horse is horse? Named Kurt Russell.
Sure.
Kobe and Kurt Russell.
All right, I'm never going to call him by his name. And then last, Steve.
My horse's name is Henry Jones Jr.
Of course.
He's got big old saddlebags, one of which I fill with all manner of archaeological tools that I might need, hammers, pickaxes, crowbars, poison, a little bit of lube, anything I need to break into a tomb or romance a woman for the secret to a magical jewel that she's spirited away inside her anus.
We don't have to worry about jewels. I brought a pack of cigarettes.
I am also a boomer. And so I have a Colt 1911 45 caliber pistol with several magazines, which are insanely heavy because they are huge and impractical for a modern fighting world. But I am boomer and I refuse to change. I also have an M1 Garand, which gives a satisfying ping every time I fire 8 rounds, and I have to reload it then.
Dope.
Okay.
And a radio.
I wouldn't use the radio.
High tech.
Oh, no high tech?
No,
well,
no
I'm high glad tech. That I picked. I'm glad I picked 100-year-old weapons.
Yeah. Okay. So the other
and a knife
piece of information that was given to you by the SCP
Big
Foundation
knife.
Is
Big
that
knife.
To their knowledge, anyways, the information that they gathered is that this item is in a crate, and they recommend not opening the crate. And whatever is in the crate, leave it in the crate. Do not take it out of the crate. And then just bring the whole fucking crate back with you.
Is it the Ark of the Covenant?
It's a square crate. It's not a gold crate with eagles on it. And
well, no, but, that
but they don't know what's in it.
Rectangle
it's true.
Crate.
You don't know what's in the crate. And neither does the SCP Foundation. They just know that if the Church of the Broken God wants it and has it, it's probably bad. So, but they know... That they just said, because they don't know what sort of anomalous item might be in there, don't open that crate. And be careful with it.
It's probably Tribeca.
They've given us a choice of Pandora's box.
I use Spotify, so I don't really have to worry about Pandora.
Oh my god, do you have your fucking phone with you?
Buckshot, we have to kill this man.
God damn it, Topher.
So he's I assume insane. That you guys are going to try and arrive at nighttime?
Yeah, and I'm going to put on
darkness?
Some like...
Topher.
Lo-fi
no.
vibes, slapped, like lo-fi
no.
desert
I slapped
vibes?
That phone out of his hand.
Lo-fi desert beats to trot to.
What?
Toby Stomp. Good horse.
Stomps it.
Well, yes, but we are approaching at night. Horses are famously more stealthy at night.
It's true.
No. Fine.
Okay. So.
Is it cold?
It's pretty chilly.
Topher, I understand
you're
trying to find yourself out here in this wide world. Can you do it after the mission is over, please?
Topher, did you pack a fucking drug rug? Are you wearing a drug rug right now?
I've had this, like, for years.
Are you going through heroin withdrawals at this moment?
I'm not. I'm shaking because it's cold out.
Good.
We're in the desert. And all I have is my
scarf. And
you're
wearing shorts and a drug rug.
Hopefully it will be out of your system by the time we return to Site 69 and get you a random drug test.
God damn it.
We're not drug... No. No. We're not going to do that. They don't do it for anybody else. I feel singled out if they just did it for me.
Oh, well, I'll take one too. It's fine.
Yeah, me too.
Alcohol isn't a drug.
Neither is cactus tea. It's
I'm
fine.
Pissing Miller Lite at this point.
Okay. Are you guys leaving yet?
We have been walking.
We are literally talking while we are ambling on our horses.
You're riding through the desert. Okay. So it's nighttime, so you're going to arrive at this base in the dead of night, so to speak. And you notice that it appears to be a series of old stone buildings near the, looks like almost on the edge of a cliff. And it looks as though there's a few people standing guard and meandering around. They're in robes, so you can't really see anything of them. But I'm saying you can see this from the distance. You guys are up on like a dune, and you can sort of see over it. The horses are stationed behind you somewhere. How would you like to proceed?
Well, let's study their movements and see if there's like a pathing hole. Fuck you, Philip.
Yeah, I forgot about that stupid thing.
See if we can just like roll on in.
So it doesn't look like there's a pathing pattern. It just seems like one person is constantly so the layout of the scenario. There is a church.
Yeah.
There's also what looks to be some sort of large shed off to the left. The church is dead center of this compound of sorts. Mm-hmm. And then off to the right, looks like some sort of barracks, I would guess. Looks like it's a multi-level, like, stone home. You see multiple lights inside, coming from inside. So it looks like that's probably where most of the people are kept.
E.T. Stone home.
Topher loves that joke.
So you see one person standing outside of the building on the right, and you see two people talking in front of the church in the dead center, and then you see one person standing next to the, it's like a double door of the building on the left, and then one person who's just kind of meandering around with a weapon. You can't really tell what the weapon is from this distance, but you see somebody meandering with a weapon. They just kind of sort of walk around between point to point to point. They stop and talk to somebody for a little bit, and then they move on to the next one. And the next time they come back, they don't talk for nearly as long, or they don't talk at all. It just depends. So this one person just seems to be randomly pathing through. So it's very hard to discern a pattern of time other than when they leave one point, it takes a matter of time to get all the way to the end and then back.
Buckshot. Topher.
Yes, sir.
I'm a boomer, and John, REO Speedwagon, you can weigh in on this, too. Mm-hmm. I'm a boomer, and I'm senile, and I forgot, what is our mission objective here?
We getting into that church?
We're going to get crates.
Well, you don't know where.
We
need to
get a crate. There's a crate somewhere. Square crate. A cube. Not a Borg cube, but like a church cube.
You mean like in Mecca?
Mecca. Fuck me if I know what the fuck you're talking about, but like, there's a cube, there's a crate.
Literally the pilgrimage that all Muslims take once in their lives. They go to Mecca and they go in a circle around that big black cube.
Look,
brother,
Arizona.
I inscripted from Pennsylvania, and I flew to Fort Bragg, and then I went AWOL, and they found me in California after I passed through Arizona. I've been here before. And I was... Because my girlfriend at the time who done broke up with me called me into the military police, all right? And so, like, I'd never been to Desert Storm. So, like, I don't know what the fuck Mecca is. But I feel like it's somewhere we bombed, right?
Okay.
I've also been through a storm in the desert, and I bonded with the people that I was with.
My heart is a
desert. I was there.
Okay.
Did you have your lightning resist greaves on, or?
Oh, I was wearing these steel-toed Doc Martens at the time.
All right. fuck you, Topher. I was trying to make a Zelda reference, and you just suck.
What's that? I don't play
video
games.
Oh, my God, Topher. All right, so there's, in the barracks, there's one guy in front of the door, voice and head?
Yes. The church has two people standing in front of it. The building on the left has one person standing in front of it, with one person pathing in between all of the buildings. All
right, we got to crawl up to the... We're going to crawl up to the barracks and fucking knife this guy.
Okay.
I'm a boomer. My knees aren't so good.
So are you waiting until, like, the guy who's walking between the buildings, like, leaves? Or okay.
Yeah, and then I'm going to throw my fucking knife into his fucking brain.
Who, the guy who's pathing or the guy who's standing there?
The guy who's standing.
Okay.
After the pather leaves.
Okay.
Like, just like my daddy taught me with squirrels in the Appalachian Hills.
Okay. Roll attack.
I'm attacking twice because
you
I
know that as soon as he gets out of, like, earshot of this,
yeah?
You probably have maybe 2 minutes before he gets back to that door.
All right. My first knife.
And there are
nine.
Torches lighting. They're like, lamps, I would say.
The knife flies silently through the night.
So there are, like, it's lit up. So, I mean, if he's walking back towards you, that also increases the chances that he would see you. But,
yeah.
So.
My first knife was a 9. My second one was a 19.
So you throw the first one. It whizzes by the front of his face. And he just goes, whoop, and turns and looks as the other one hits him dead center. And it makes, like, a little bit of a ting noise. And it's like a ting and a squish simultaneously, and this robed individual just falls backwards and
Topher advance,
knife sticking up out.
I
of
say
his
with
head.
my hand speak, Topher advance.
Topher, you heard the man. Get going.
I'm gonna run up there. And
good,
like,
corn.
Good corn.
Good corn. Good corn. Get going.
Okay.
Good corn, y'all.
Good corn, y'all.
It's corn.
Corn.
Get
it's got the juice.
Wrong.
Okay.
Run up there and grab, like, the body and pull it into, like...
You're in the desert, so, I mean, there are lots of
dunes
and stuff.
It's
sure.
The juice.
Yeah, you could pull it in there. Now, there is, like, a little bit of bloody sand that's right there where the body was lying, but...
I'm going to kick the sand around to, like, cover it up.
Okay. So, yeah, you pull
like
the body...
in a litter box.
Back towards where the rest of your group is, like, into the dunes, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You do that. I assume you're going to... Are you also covering those tracks, too, so it doesn't look like a body was dragged?
Yeah, we sweep in as we come in.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, you do that.
It's very heavy. That we have.
It's a very heavy body.
I'm strong.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just telling you.
I'm not fat.
I didn't say
you were. The body, asshole.
Well, that's because he's got all these gears and springs. You know how heavy springs are?
Fuck.
I imagine they're not that heavy. They got all that empty space in the middle.
They're heavy. Not like heavy, like an existential version of heavy, but like on a physical plane.
Hey, Topher, hey, I y'all. Swear to God, I am so sorry that I raised your generation.
Look, y'all, I figured out what my secret item is.
You don't have a secret item.
It's an EMP gun.
It's not. Nope.
I got one.
No, you don't.
I've got one of those.
You don't have an EMP
Hold on.
Gun.
I have okay, an hey. Idea.
Is there, does this guy have a battery inside
well,
him?
Well, that's... Here, I'm going to gut him like a deer.
Holy shit, Topher.
So you open his robes, and a lot of his body is mechanized. Like, half of his head is mechanized. That's why you heard the tink slash squish, because it was, like, right on the edge of that stuff. Like, most of his chest, one of his arms is completely mechanized, and most of his lower torso is also mechanized.
So, like, I zip tie his legs together.
Okay.
And put him on an arm of a cactus upside down.
There's no cactuses near you.
What do you mean? It's the desert.
That doesn't mean there's cacti,
cacti
everywhere.
It's the dune sea. Like, old Ben Kenobi's out here, but ain't no cacti.
Yeah. Right
Topher,
now, there's
on.
Nothing. It's a big, vast,
How
open
How am
desert.
I supposed to drain it of its, like...
Essence.
Fluid.
Topher, listen to me. Look, you brought those crystals, right? And surely, as a man of your advanced holistic healing knowledge. Holy knowledge. Holistic holding knowledge.
I mean, I'm
you
a,
understand.
I have both.
You understand the crystal that best alleviates negativity, such as fear, anger, and grief, and brings positive qualities such as tenacity and endurance. And it's magnetite. Mm-hmm. So you brought that with you, right?
Well, that's a Pokemon.
Yeah, that's different. It's not as good as Magnemite or Magnezone or Magneton, but, you know, it's something.
I go into my crystal
pouch.
I'm trying
to help you, motherfucker.
I go inside the barracks.
The barracks? That's over on the other side.
I thought we had just taken out the barracks guy.
I thought you went to the left. Did
I
you go to the right?
Barracks?
Oh, I'm
it
sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Well, one of you is wrong.
It don't matter.
Fight it out.
If we're in front of the correct building, that's the one we went to.
Well, you don't know which one's the correct building.
But you do.
I do know, but yeah. You don't.
Okay.
So which was it? Was it the barracks or the left building?
I said the barracks at the beginning.
Okay. Well, then you're out in front of the barracks.
Yeah, we killed the guy in front of the barracks. Yeah. Guy passed away. We dragged this body in. Topher's doing crystal shit in the dunes. And we're going to, like, take the robe. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to walk inside the barracks stealthily.
Okay. So you walk into the barracks stealthily. Roll me stealth.
Topher, fuck you, A. B.
I'm used to that.
No. Like, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, if
it's
I'm about to die.
It's only going to last, like, 2 minutes.
If I'm about to die as I walk in here,
you
fuck
can
you.
Fuck me all you want. It's in 2 minutes,
yeah,
I'll be asleep.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Okay.
No matter what. You know why? Because I'm always holding my smoky quartz, and that grounds me.
Buckshot got 11.
And it helps me overcome negative emotions.
The robe was kind of big, so you kind of stumble in a little bit.
A little
so you're
goofy.
You're not very quiet.
I'm like slightly above average.
Sure.
Stealthy.
Yeah, so you walk in, and you notice that there are dozens of bunks with people in robes, some of which are sitting around tables talking. Some of them are laying down sleeping, but there are dozens of people in here.
I immediately go back outside.
Okay.
After I kind of look, I do a quick glance check for a crate, and then I close the door.
Okay. You do that.
You want a glance check? Or?
You mean to, like, look around in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, quick
he
perception
check. He was letting you leave. Not to metagame, but he was letting you get out of there.
He was. I perceive with a 15 as I'm leaving.
Okay. Like I said, I pretty much already described everything.
Yeah, ain't no fucking
beds,
crate in there.
Tables. You don't really see any food per se, which is odd, but yeah. So you see dozens
of
people.
I'm out. Nope.
And
I run back to Dakota.
Let's see
like,
if
that
anybody
ain't there.
Spotted you, since you weren't super quiet when you came in.
It was pretty fucking quiet.
Nope. Nobody saw you. They
quiet
were too
like
busy.
A normal man.
They were too busy having a chat, not to pay attention. So you exit. Ugh. You notice that all the way across. At the other building that's on the left side of this compound, that person's already starting to path back towards you.
Shit. We ain't got no, like, hey, can y'all, I get back to the party.
Okay. You go back into the dunes.
Who can do the best robed man impression while we get to that left building? Because there ain't no fucking crate in this barracks.
I know who he is. He's me.
I can do it.
All right. Dakota, you spoke first, but I feel like Topher would be better. So, hey, Topher, put on that robe over your drug rug and pass yourself off of one of the church of the broken god.
So, I'm going to take out...
Remember, you're a robot, bro.
I never forget because I'm a robot.
Okay.
How's he going to be pretended to be a robot? He only eats organic.
I'm going to... Take out my crystal pouch.
Okay.
And take out my sunstone.
Okay.
Because not only are we in the desert, but it brings happiness, courage, and well-being.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Okay.
Take it out.
I was going to say, don't swallow it.
And suppository it.
Oh. Okay, you shove it up your
very
butt.
Very healthy.
Okay. It's a good thing you didn't do it the other way around. But then
you
mouth.
Never. They say you don't go ass to mouth, so that's why I went mouth to ass.
Okay,
makes all sense.
Right. So you shove that up your ass. Now, what are you doing? What is your big plan?
He's walking around. He's got shit up his ass.
Strut forward.
and two?
Stand in front of the barracks.
And pretend to be the guard.
Okay, you stand in front of the barracks. All right. What are the rest of you doing?
We all go into that left building.
All right, so you sneak through the dunes around to the other side of the compound where there, again, is one person standing in front of the left building. Okay. What would you like to do now?
We each got us a knife. You want to throw
it? The building is about, it's rectangular shape, and I would say it's about 30 feet long. You don't see any windows. It's mm-hmm. just those double doors in the front from what you see.
Topher.
Yes, S.A.?
Topher.
Yeah, bro. What's up?
Topher.
Yeah, no, I hear
I'm
you.
Buckshot. Topher's on the radio.
Sorry, there's I no was radio. Trying to get in, but...
Before he left, I get that magnetite from him.
Yeah, he can't hear you. Ain't no radio. That's why I was confused. You were saying Topher. I thought you didn't know my name.
I need that magnetite from Topher before he leaves.
Why?
You retcon that?
Yeah. Because why? It'll be useful in disabling these robot boys.
Well, I get that, but that's why I kind of need it.
Fine. Do you have a two?
Do Split I have two?
Do you have two magnetites?
High low, Steve.
We cut it with a knife?
Low.
Yeah, I have two, but like I have two hands.
All right, fine. You know what? It's fine.
And I throw it.
Oh, shit. Okay. Buckshot, I'm duct taping a magnetite to the tip of my knife, I challenge you to a knife throwing contest.
All right, ready, set, throw.
Okay, both of you roll to attack.
I'm slipped into Jack Beam because he's an easy character.
I was going to say.
go back to Nixon.
Yeah. You got an 11.
That's your center. Center with Nixon.
That's right.
I hope Dakota got it because Coozer ain't got shit.
All right, I throw my knife.
What'd you get?
I kill my wife, and I throw my knife with a...
Throw, yes. Land, no.
14.
Kylo.
Well, what's his eight? Rolls dex.
Yeah.
His AC is base 10.
Hi.
Yeah, so you notice that, again, you hear that tink squish noise. So, because you're just blindly throwing it at him and just kind of hoping that it hits a vital spot. And
his
you do.
Face.
Yeah, nice. But I mean, you don't know which side of his face is mechanized or anything like that, so
uh-huh.
You just throw.
But I attached a powerful magnet to my fucking Jack Saint
to my fucking
I attached a powerful magnet to my knife, and
Dakota, you all right?
And it shuts down his CPU brain.
Are we?
I know how robots
South
work.
Dakota,
I've seen Lost in Space. The original on the television.
It seems like he's shorting out. Like,
yeah, I feel like,
but you hit him. You hit it right. In the head, and it goes down.
On whom?
The sand.
Your mama.
It drops. Meanwhile, over on the other side, Topher.
Meanwhile,
you notice that the individual who's pathing around walks up to you, and he just stands there for a second. And he's just looking at you, though you can't see his face from underneath the robe, but he's just staring at you. Not saying anything. Do you do anything, or you just stare back?
Just quietly, like, stand there.
Okay. And he goes,
beep boop.
Beep boop, some
he
bitch.
He says beep
no.
boop.
he goes, how much longer do you think you have to wait here? Till we bring him back? How much longer?
Yep.
I would wait a millennia. Explain.
Roll me a performance.
Charisma.
Fucking Tracheata man over there.
Don't smoke, kids. It's a 5.
Okay.
Exterminate. Your voice sounds different, brother. Why does it sound so different? Must have gotten sand in my...
processor.
My fan.
Roll deception.
Must have processor in my fan sand, bro. Yeah.
That's a 7.
And so his head cocks a little bit, and he's just like,
"You are not LaDouche."
Ye LaDouche.
What is your name, brother?
Unit 587943-81, commonly known as Schutz.
Roll deception again.
Schutz. 13.
Oh. Hi, Lo.
Hi.
You are not Schutz. You are supposed to be Brother Ladders.
Ladders had to relieve his oil.
Coolant.
Deception.
7.
And you notice that his arm moves forward, and the hand, which is like a mechanized hand, transforms into like an energy weapon with like the end of it sort of glowing a bit. He's like, "You are an intruder. You are not one of us."
It's an old code, but it checks out.
And I'm going to take my knife out and stab him.
Dex.
Who stabs faster?
13?
Whatever, you suck.
So you go to stab, and as you go to stab, you just hear a and a burst of energy explodes out and hits Topher in the chest.
Oh, shit. No. That's
causing Topher to explode into meaty chunks that fly in different directions.
I had my goddamn...
And your crystals shatter and fly in all kinds of different directions.
I had that thing up my ass, which was going to save me.
It made
Dakota,
you courageous.
What are those other characters' names?
And dumb. Getty, Ozzy, and REO Speedwagon.
Yes, South Dakota, please. Thank you. Their names are Ozzy Bachman Turner Overdrive, Getty, Blue Oyster Cult,
you
and
guys,
John REO Speedwagon.
You guys overhear the blast, which causes the two people in front of the church to run in that direction. You know you probably have a very short amount of time before they figure out something's up. What are you two doing?
Buckshot.
I
first want to say, now at least you don't have to act like an asshole to the guy whose invalid girlfriend you're fucking.
She came on to me.
He's a vegetarian.
Well, you came on to her.
She's a vegetarian.
Yeah, well, you know, if you've ever seen End of Evangelion.
No. I did not come on a vegetable. She was consensual and happy about
she
it.
She was
Shinji
a vegetable.
Shinji masturbates to completion
now
of the lifeless body of Asuka.
Okay. Anyways. That's right. Well, yeah, it was creepy.
He does. It is. It's very creepy. Right. Shinji's a weird little
kid.
He is
super fucking weird.
I couldn't get further through the first three episodes of that series.
Get in the robot, Buckshot.
I'm in the robot.
They have movies that are bridging now.
Yeah, this was the movie that explained what happened during the last three episodes of the television series. We don't have to get into it, okay?
Look, we kill the guard and we go inside. What are you yelling about?
Look, okay. Did you move the body
let's
of the guard or did you leave it sit?
We brought him with us.
Into the building.
I spilled some whiskey on my hand.
Okay.
We have to go inside and get the crate.
You go inside the building. Roll perception check.
15.
There are lots of boxes, but you do notice one particular crate with, like, moonlight bathing it in the center. And it has strange runes carved into it, and each of the corners of the crates is a strange, shiny metal that you're not quite sure what it is. But it looks like they're not flat, so, like, the crate is setting on these metal, you know, corners as well. So it's
I feel like this is exactly why they sent me, Buckshot. Watch the door. I try to decipher the symbols on the crate.
Roll an intelligence check.
17.
Okay. First thing, you're supposed to just take the crate and bring it back. That's the you remembered your mission is to just get the crate and bring it back.
I immediately forget again.
Yep. With a 17, you roll me a religion check.
Fucking.
It's the dementia.
I'm proficient in this. I'm an archaeologist. Uh-huh. 15.
You know that it's a language associated with the Church of the Broken God, but you are not fluent in reading it, so you're not 100% sure what it says.
Fucking gearheads. John, look. come over here and help me pick up this crate. Actually, you and the other young men, grab Ozzy and grab Getty, and y'all just pick that up, please.
Okay.
You guys can pick it up.
You can pick it up and try to walk it out. It's surprisingly not super heavy. I mean, it would be way too heavy for one person to lift, but like four people, easy peasy.
You ready?
Yeah, so you get out and you go. Do you want to move quickly or quietly?
Both, but quickly first.
Fine, roll me athletics and roll me stealth.
Kuza got a 13 athletics.
Okay.
14 athletics.
Okay. 17 athletics.
Okay.
Kuzer botches his stealth roll.
I got an 8.
I open up one of them.
I got a 6.
I'm glad we prioritize speed still.
So you get out of the building, and Kuzer, is that what you said your name was?
Yeah, Buckshot.
Buckshot.
Kuzer.
Buckshot, your hands are very sweaty. Thinking
about
the
keystone I'm
Tover. And the box slips out of your hands, and it hits the ground and makes a doink noise. Now, it's still kind of dark. So
doink Topher's girlfriend.
But you notice that everybody on the other side of the camp immediately looks in your direction and starts to move. Now, again, you're, like, silhouetted, so, like, they're not going to see exactly what's going on. But, yeah, you have a very small amount of time to get the fuck out of there.
Well, let's take it on the run, and let's go!
On Toby. On Kurt Russell. On Henry Jones Jr.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the bright side, you have an extra horse to just carry it now, because Topher's
dead.
Yeah,
that's the crate horse.
Yeah. All right. So are you just going to put it up on a horse, or are you just going to run as far as you can and hope that they don't spot you?
No, we're going to put it on the horses. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's get out.
You do. And as you ride off back into the desert, that is where we're going to take a break. Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, but I'm not actually here during this particular ad to talk about Botched Podcast. I'm actually here to talk about one of my other projects you may or may not have heard me talk about. That's Lycan Solomon's Odyssey. And you may be saying, what the hell is that, Dennis? I write graphic novels about the world's first werewolf. It's a little bit of horror, a little mythology, a little adventure, a little history. And my third Kickstarter is coming out in March. The sign-up page is actually live right now, but you may be wondering, you know, like, what are you doing a Kickstarter for? Well, I mean, my third book in this series is coming out. And if you're wondering, well, okay, well, what's the third book about? Well, it's like H.P. Lovecraft meets Gilgamesh. And if you're not familiar with Kickstarter, it's a crowdfunding platform where you essentially chip in money, and then you get stuff back equal to the amount of money that you put in. So, you know, it could be as simple as just throwing a dollar, or, you know, if you wanted to go to the lowest tier, $5 gets you a PDF copy of the book, or you could go all the way up to, like, the highest tier of the Kickstarter, and there are lots of levels in between, but, like, the highest tier of the Kickstarter gets you a custom jersey that's specific to that book, and we only do it on Kickstarter. You get, like, a 3D printed statue, mini, personalized copy of the book, your name in the book, audio commentary, all kinds of things. But probably the one thing at that tier that everybody loves the most is that you get to die in the next book. As in, you send me your pictures, I give them to my artist, and then he draws you dying a grisly death in the next book, which would be chapter 4. Whenever that page gets made, I turn it into an 11x17 art print, and then I get it printed out, you know, sign it, and then send it over to you. So you get all kinds of stuff. So I highly recommend checking it out. I know a lot of people are excited about the Funko Pop that I'm putting in this one, as well as the crochet werewolf that is super adorable. I'm doing this Kickstarter. I would really appreciate any support. Even if you don't like it and you don't want to support it, even if you tell a friend or, you know, a family member or a coworker, anybody you think might be interested in that sort of thing, it would mean a great deal to me and help me out a lot. And you could, the easiest way to go and sign up is to go to www.lycanbook.com. Lycan is spelled L-Y-C-A-N, like lycanthrope. It's short for lycanthrope. Lycanbook.com. That'll redirect you to the Kickstarter. www.lycanbook.com. Thank you so much in advance for all of your support. I really, really appreciate it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here with another ad for patreon.com/botchpodcast. Now, as you know, the Patreon over at patreon.com/botchpodcast has lots of awesome stuff, from Discord access to playing bi-weekly games with some of us, to getting your name read off at the end of the show, to becoming an executive producer, to getting digital art from various artists of things from the Botch universe, all that jazz. But also, you get 2 episodes a month of one-offs that we do. Sometimes we do with guests, sometimes we don't. It all depends. But this month is no different. And of course, we have to do a holiday-themed episode. But we return to the group of terrible, terrible people known as Drunk Girl Adventures. Here's a clip from that episode.
No, it's, she said, monkey-do. You only eat what a monkey would eat.
They eat anything. Fucking goats of the trees.
I don't think that's true.
I read it. I'm pretty sure I read it in a Scholastic National Geographic book. I'm pretty sure.
A zoo book, probably.
A zoo book, yeah. Definitely in a zoo book while I was at the dentist office.
That's called highlights. It's not...
I found everything that was different about the goat, about the tree goats.
That one's a monkey.
That
nothing
one
gets
a...
by you.
Boom. Nothing gets past my eyes.
She thinks the monkeys eat everything because in the hidden pictures there was a monkey and a can and and short ribs.
That's right.
It was a monkey hobo.
Yeah, exactly.
He had a little possum with him. It was weird.
Yeah. Get some voting buttons or something. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, they're all ridiculous and terrible. But anyways, go over to patreon.com/botchpodcast if you want to listen to the rest of this episode, as well as the thousands of hours of content we have at this point. Go over there and check it out. That's, what was it again? Oh, yeah, that's right. patreon.com/botchpodcast. Go check it out today. Now, back to the show. And
excuse
we're
me.
Back. So impatient.
We're at the 45-minute mark.
So
you're
going
to keep on loving him.
So... you guys ride for quite some time, and you're all getting kind of tired. The horses are starting to get winded, too.
Toby ain't. I got beer for my horses.
Okay. So, because at this point, your horses and you have been riding through the desert there and back like 9-10 hours at this point. So, at least.
So you're saying that even if I wander, I'm keeping it in sight? Is that what you're saying?
Sure. Those words mean things together.
So we're wandering through the desert.
You're not wandering.
Keeping
the
our,
horse going in a specific direction.
Our sight and goal.
Sure.
Well, you I guys, feel like even if there was a heavy rain, we'd be riding the storm out.
Well, I mean, even if we were a candle in the window on the cold, dark desert night, I'm going to get closer to our goal
I feel
as quickly
like,
as I might.
Look, we're
like
enough
I'm on
talking.
A crazy
it's
train
time
right
for
now.
Me to fly.
I feel like I'm on a crazy train right now.
Are
okay,
we still
guys?
Running against the wind or what?
Well, yeah, we don't want to let him
go. Jackson Brown, you stupid son of a bitch.
We're trying to ride out. We're riding.
I don't understand boomer references.
Out.
I'm sorry.
Listen, you guys have to get out of here before Iron Man shows up, all right?
Keep pushing.
Look, just
keep
roll with the changes,
pushing.
Chonky. Just roll with the changes.
In my dreams, we'll be there in no time.
Guys.
You got to roll with the punches.
I get it. You guys are never going to stop, but, like, move forward, okay?
Is that...
It's an Aussie song. I only know Aussie songs.
We're riding. We are riding through the desert.
You're riding. Again, your horses are starting to get a bit winded. And roll me a perception check.
Panama.
Critical 20.
Okay.
4.
You notice in the distance the
I do.
Outline.
What about Buckshot?
Buckshot got an 8.
Fuck Buckshot.
Buckshot. That's
Buckshot.
What they call me.
Buckshot.
Buckshot.
You guys are riding, you notice the outline of a town in the distance. But not like a modern town. It looks like this is an old abandoned town.
Would this be a town that I have on my map?
No, it's not on your map. But if you keep riding towards it...
Do I have any binoculars on me?
Yes.
I'm going to take him out, and what do I see? Well, any kind of movement?
It's dark, but no, you don't see any movement.
Any lights or fire or anything
no.
like that?
The architecture of this town looks like it's 19th century. So it's a very old town. And based on the wear and tear on the buildings, it looks like they've been abandoned for a very, very long time.
So they just couldn't keep that fire burning,
yes.
is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it looks like it's completely abandoned. You don't see any movement. There's no lights, nothing like that. But it does seem like at least it would be a good place to rest the horses for a bit.
Yeah, we didn't start the fire, but we could hide there.
Okay. So you guys ride into town?
Yeah, cautiously.
Okay. So you ride into town, and like I said before, I would say dozens of buildings. It looks like this is an Old West town. In terms from the architecture, the layout, the style of the buildings, this looks like it's some sort of Wild West town, but long, long abandoned. So you could say it's like a ghost town, basically.
Is there an out-of-tune piano?
If you look around from building to building, you open the doors, you look inside, there's at least the first few buildings. You just see like piles of sand here and there inside the buildings. You do go to one where you see the letters are etched as opposed to like it was like carved into a sign.
Okay.
In. So you go there, and you do see, like, an old broken-down piano, but you don't... look like it's functional. Again, this building also has just piles of sand throughout the floor. The wooden floorboards.
Blah, blah.
Floorboards.
You do see that it's two stories. No, it's actually just one story. But there are multiple rooms, and if you go in, you notice that there are bed frames that are very well preserved. There's no, like, cots or anything on it, but you could, like, put a sleeping, you know, bag or whatever down on it and work just fine.
All right, we could tie off them horses.
And there are hitching posts out front, so.
Oh, yeah.
Why the fuck do we want to sleep here? Let's call in the goddamn cavalry.
Is there any way to call the SCP?
A, no, because you have no tech. And B, if the SCP were to send anybody in, the Church of the Broken God would immediately know about it because, again... They have
technology. They have
sensors around to detect technology.
How many more days of travel through this desert in Arizona do we have? Arizona's not that big. It's not a goddamn Sahara.
No, but if you were to,
fucking big,
you're also on a horse, but you would make it during the next day.
Like so if you just got to hide out here.
If you left right now, chances are your horses probably aren't going to make it because they'll get too tired.
And I ain't dragging that fucking cart.
Well, I am a tough guy, and I live in every moment.
All right, John R.
But, so you can either rest here till, you know, for a few hours and then head over that way. It's still dark. It's still, like, three-ish.
I water the horses to try to refresh them, give them a little short rest for the horses.
They're not going to grow without the sunlight, so I don't see the point in watering them.
Well, I call Keystone Light water, and it's interchangeable.
Okay.
There's 30 beers and 5 horses, so, like, what do you
look? We need to set a watch.
Yep. A little
at least two people watching at a time.
Okay. Watching what? Where?
The desert to see if anyone is coming.
Okay.
For us.
Okay. Who's going to watch the desert while the others rest?
We're going to take two shifts of two for short rests each in between. Yep.
So that's one person watches, two people rest.
Well, there's five of us.
There's five of you, yeah. So two people watch?
Two people watch, three rest, and then three people watch, two rest.
Okay.
I'll watch.
And the horses get a good massaging.
Okay. And then...
a good massaging.
So where are the people resting?
I guess we'll rest upstairs where the cots are.
Okay, so you're going to rest
in the
inn.
In the one level inn where the cots are.
It's only a one level inn. Sorry, I said two, but I meant one.
You redacted it.
Each of you can have a separate room. There's plenty of rooms in there.
I want to sleep together.
We'll sleep together for warmth. It's cold in the desert in the middle of the night.
Sure. Yeah. You can sleep together in the same room. It's fine, too.
Buckshot will sleep separately, though, because it seems like maybe it's a good idea.
Okay. I didn't say anything.
I mean, you suggested it.
What are you going to do? Go into your own room and fillet yourself over the...
Over
the woman that is...
I'm gonna
the life support woman you stole from that poor dead man.
No, I'm just going to drink my flask and fucking Topher's flask. Fuck those guys.
Okay. On to Ethan Oliver's speed wagon.
So, who of you is standing watch
I'm going to stand watch.
Okay. So you're standing watch.
Commit.
And are both, because you said there are two people standing watch at the same time. Are you both, like, together watching the same bit of desert or, like,
no.
in different spots looking?
One will take the north, one will take the south.
Okay.
Each will take 180 degrees.
And it's fairly windy, so it looks like that's probably going to cover your horsey tracks pretty well, so that may help if the, you know, Church of the Broken God figures things out. But yeah, the horses are tied up to the hitching posts. They seem to be chill. And the other three are resting. Two of you are resting in one room. The other one's resting in another. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Me and Ozzy bucked up.
Okay.
How is the stillness of the night?
It's very quiet. It's very peaceful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful out there. You just constantly hear the wind blowing and moving the sand around and all that stuff.
It's a dangerous combination.
Sure. So that's another song name. Okay. I was like, is it? Okay, that makes more sense then.
Well, no, I mean stillness.
Sure.
After a break-in.
Gotcha.
Quiet.
This is going to be one lonely night.
Who's sleeping by themselves?
Buckshot.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Buckshot and South Dakota, roll me perception checks.
Fuck
Why?
You.
With a -2. Because you're sleeping.
With a -2?
You're sleeping.
Fucking
7.
8.
Yeah, you guys are sleeping peacefully.
Good.
It's just, you're actually put to sleep by, it's almost like white noise with the sound of the sand and the wind and all that jazz.
And
yeah.
Oh, did you already make a stillness of the night joke?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Roll me a perception check. Who are you? REO Speedwagon?
I'm John Rodney Ethan Oliver Speedwagon.
Yeah, you, Speedwagon, yeah. Rolling perception check.
19.
Okay. So it's been, how long are the shifts that you guys are doing?
12 hours.
Of sleeping?
Well,
short rest. That's like,
so
what,
4 hours?
4 hours, yeah.
4 hours. Okay. 12 hours. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Can't fight this feeling anymore.
I'm doing a lot of cocaine.
Long sleeps. So
and
you.
I'm talking to my gun.
Okay.
Say you love me, or say goodnight.
Okay. So you're standing watch, and it's been a couple hours. It's been very quiet and peaceful. And you just, for some reason, decide to glance back, you know, the horses or whatever. And you notice that the horses aren't there.
What?
The straps are still there, but you don't see any horses. And there's the crate. The crate is also sitting there on the ground, but you don't see any horses.
I'm going to go down there and see what's going on.
You find a lot of bones. All your horses are just bones. But you don't see...
One lonely night, I don't...
But you don't,
Are they horse bones?
It's just horse bones.
Shit.
As the wind blows around some more, you notice that it's not just horse bones in the street. You also see, like, human bones...
Fuck, skeletons.
Like, skeletons, yeah. You see skeletons littered about the street in various places. And other animals, cows, pigs, sheep, horses, all that stuff. So it looks like there's a lot of
those. I run in and wake up Buckshot in South Dakota. I don't want to lose you!
No.
Huh? There's bones everywhere!
Hold, please.
Storms a-whipping.
Buckshot.
They're going to get up.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm reeling, but I get up
high.
Anyway.
Okay. And then South Dakota. High low.
What? I rolled a 7, so low.
Okay. So you run in to Buckshot's room, and you see that Buckshot is sleeping.
He's a tough guy.
Although, roll me in a history check.
Don't you dare kill Buckshot.
REO Speedwagon.
It's a 13 on the die plus...
Scuba-Doo?
1?
Yeah. Okay.
14?
Okay. You don't see any of that sand anymore in the saloon. Like, it's not on the wood floors anymore. Like, it's clean. The wood floors look clean. There were piles of sand all over the place. Now there's no sand. Weird. But you go into Buckshot's room. Buckshot's sleeping peacefully on a cot.
The tide has gone out on the sands, Buckshot. The sands!
Huh?
They're gone. Skeletons stand.
Does Steve know what this SCP is? All right, just checking.
Where's Toby?
So are you going to check on the other two now?
Yeah.
Okay. You go check on the other two. And you notice that there is a lot... The room is filled with sand, all focused around the bodies of the sleeping individuals, which are now nothing more than skeletons. And you notice, as you open the door, that the piles of sand are now moving fairly quickly in your direction.
Where's South Dakota? Just bones?
Yes, he's just bones.
Voisinhead is,
He never woke up.
Is Getty still alive?
Is Getty the other one that was with you?
Yeah, he was on
the
watch.
Other one, on watch, gotcha. Yeah. You know what, for these purposes, we'll say he's still alive. That way you have a character to play.
What did it say Getty's last name was?
James. Blue Oyster.
Getty Blue Oyster Cult.
Yep.
Okay. I don't care what his last name
was. Or was Getty Moody Blues?
Yeah, it was Blue Oyster, yeah.
Okay.
I wrote it down.
So yeah, Getty's still on patrol over on another side of the column. Buckshot and Speedwagon.
John, Rodney, Ethan, Oliver, Speedwagon.
I'm not saying all that. I'm just saying Speedwagon.
John, Rodney, Ethan, Speedwagon. Oliver, Speedwagon.
Yep, Speedwagon.
Beaver.
You see
his,
beavers.
His nickname's Beavers.
Beavers. fucking Buckshot and Beaver. BB, you guys see this big pile of sand moving fairly quickly, rolling over itself towards you.
It's time for us to fly, Buckshot.
I told you we should fly by night.
Let's get out of here. The crate's still there.
It's still
on
the ground.
Let's go.
It does have straps.
Like
it has straps attached.
Strap pulling that shit.
Because it was attached to a horse, so you could just pull it now. You could drag it.
I chug a beer for advantage, and I pull.
We got to roll with the changes and get out of here.
Okay. You even see the sun coming up over the horizon as you're
Buckshot
pulling this
gets
thing
a 19
through the
athletics.
Town. Yeah, you are pulling this motherfucker like crazy.
Fuck y'all.
15?
Yeah. You're also doing a jump pull.
Buckshot's a real working man.
Okay. Would you roll, Buckshot? Not Buckshot. Other ding dong.
That's Getty.
Sorry. Getty? Yeah, Getty. He said Buckshot.
What am I rolling for?
Athletics to pull the
asshole.
Goddamn crate.
Fucking push.
It had straps. I thought he was putting it on his back.
It's a bit heavy for one person to do that. I mean, you could.
I rolled a mean 12.
Good enough.
That's
fucking
good.
You guys are pulling pretty quick. And you notice
soldier.
The distance behind you, that mound of sand is following you, but it's moving much slower than you guys are.
Hey, y'all, everybody push out your chin like a goddamn camel walking.
You guys.
Like I'm not going to do that.
I think camel walking is a slur.
Excuse me?
What?
The camel, they walk. They're like an Egyptian.
Okay. You guys are running out of town, and...
I don't see the problem.
All of you trip over something in the sand.
Fuck you. We trip?
Yeah.
But we each trip over three different things.
Well, it's a big object that was buried in the sand. You kind of all trip over it.
Oh, what's here with me?
I name it Jim.
It's a sign. What languages do you guys speak and or read?
English.
God damn, if only we still had an archaeologist with us and the DM hadn't killed him.
Buckshot knows Manzana in
I speak
Spanish.
English and Canadian.
Okay, it's not going to help.
Speak the language of love.
Which
gift
is?
Giving.
Oh, okay. So not a language, like a physical language.
Well, I mean,
it's a love language, which is an actual language.
Spanish.
Okay, you speak Spanish.
There's a Rush song called Cygnus. I also speak Greek.
Okay, you speak Greek. And then, Buckshot, do you speak any other languages?
No.
Okay.
Quality
time. You can't even
read
the back of a beer.
Acts of service, physical touch.
I'm aware of what the love languages are.
Words of affirmation.
All five of them, I know. Yeah, I know.
Third degree burns.
This sign is none of those.
Barely speaks English.
It's definitely German. And since you guys can't read German, it just kind of looks like Vorsicht von dem Kreckenden Hungrigen Sand.
Archaeologist that fought fucking Nazis that was still around.
Yep. So, you know, you can make a note of what the sign says if you want for later, but.
We do.
But yeah, you don't know what it says.
Since physical touch is one
Fuck
of my
off.
Love languages,
you gonna
I'm
touch
gonna
it?
Make a I'm gonna make a rubbing,
rubbing
of it.
Okay,
yep.
You do. And
hey, look, that last word sounded like sund,
Sund. So, yeah, But it's spelled S-A-N-D.
Here comes the sun.
Sand. So you notice as you glance backward, though, that that mound of sand that was moving towards you, as the sun is rising, it moves back towards the buildings.
Oh, it hates the sand.
So.
Sun. We pull while there's daylight. Vampire sand.
And it takes a long time to pull this fucking crate, this whole
thing. We just
got to
get through the barrier and then make radio.
I know, but it's a you don't have radios. You have a
Can we whistle for them horses?
You have a meeting point. They're all dead. They got eaten.
They're bones. Damn.
They're all bones.
Oh.
You eventually, I would say almost 12 hours later.
Yeah, and you know what? At that point, I just can't.
Maybe 16 hours later.
I have another feeling anymore.
God damn it.
I have forgotten what I've been pulling for.
You guys eventually get back to civilization where the SCP is waiting for you. And you pass along the sign. And it's translated as, "Beware the creeping hungry sands," is what it's
They Hungarian? Is that what you're saying?
Hungry sands.
Yeah.
Not hungry sands, hungry sands. And you guys are taken away. That crate will be off. But, you know, you report this SCP. They send in an MTF squad. And it turns out that it is indeed an SCP. And it is designated as SCP-165, otherwise known as the Creeping Hungry Sands of Thule. And with that, we're going to call it. So thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
This episode of Botch was brought to you by your mom, where she follows us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode is also brought to you by the Patreon producers, The Weapon of Choice, Big Jim, The Knucklord, Chronic Skinner, B-Mail, Shanda Panda, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Lost Slimy, Shinigumi, God King, Red Panda Bash.
Long may he date your girlfriend.
What? Zapper Supreme and Old Swampy.
Swampy. If he wants to.
You want to support us financially? You can do so over on many stupid websites, freedomvalleyhorsepaste.com, dickblood.club, lizardteats.com, mookmulk.com, buythesviagras.com, louisianapocketgopher.com, damnyoudennis.com, birdswithpenises.com, chickums.church, partymormons.com, raoulsmovingcastle.com, chugyourmilk.com, or simply patreon.com/botchpodcast. Support us non-financially. You can do so in a couple ways. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to our show. Chonky will read it out, or simply tell a friend that you've got a bunch of stupid idiots that you want to introduce them to.
Or reference us on your application to Wendy's.
Or use us as a reference on your applications for jobs. 1-800-BOTCHED-YOU. And Dennis will give you a glowing review. Thank you to Gozer for our intro and outro music all over the internet, Gozer_music. Thank you to Emily Swan for album art. You can find her all over the internet as a swan named Emily. Send something to the studio, P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. Chonks will open it up here on stream. We salute you, Big Jim 5.
Yo.
You are this episode's
redacted.
And as always,
as you come back sweetly to your bedridden lover who welcomes you home from a successful mission, Coom Botched.
We'll see you next week, nerds.
Topher.
Topher's dead. Shush.
All right. A couple things before we wrap up.
Is that
up
what she sounds like now?
Topher. No.
It's kind of what I sound like right now.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
Strikes full of beans!
I want to let everybody know that we just got a whole, through a whole recording session. Well, we're not there yet, but we got a whole, we got a whole, and you can enter it
doing great
for the right price.
Patreon.com/botchpodcast.